podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Curtis Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to one of my favorite books in the New Testament. It's the letter of James. And we have a good friend of ours named James that we're praying for right now pretty daily, lifting him up and to a transitional period of his life. And we continue to lift him up. And James, today we have some good news for you as we share the letter of James, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. James, a slave of God, and yes, he is, and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes in the dispersion, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and he will be given it. But he should ask in faith, not doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed about by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, since he is a man of two minds, unstable in all his ways. The brother in lowly circumstances should take pride in his high standing, and the rich one in his lowliness, for he will pass away like the flower of the field. For the sun comes up with its scorching heat and dries up the grass, its flower droops, and the beauty of its appearance vanishes. So will the rich person fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Especially if he doesn't have God on his side, amen? So today in James 1, verses 1 through 11, offers profound insights into the Christian journey, emphasizing the vital role of perseverance in our faith. The introduction of the letter invites us to consider trials as opportunities for growth, urging believers to embrace challenges with a joyful heart. James reminds us that the testing of our faith produces perseverance, a quality that must be allowed to mature within us, making us perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Amen. This call to perfection does not mean we will become sinless, but rather that we must pursue spiritual maturity and wholeness. It is through perseverance in our trials that we develop the resilience necessary to navigate life's challenges. Importantly, James assures us that we are not alone on this journey. Should we lack wisdom in the face of our struggles, we can simply ask God for guidance. The promise here is clear. If we surrender our desires and seek His will, He generously provides the wisdom we need to understand and endure our circumstances. In doing so, we acknowledge our dependence on God, recognizing that our strength comes not from our own abilities, but from His grace. This process of asking and receiving underscores the relationship of trust and surrender we are called to cultivate with our Creator. Therefore, as we face trials, let us remember to align ourselves with God's purpose, seeking His wisdom and strength. In this act of asking, we position ourselves to receive His blessings, empowering us to rise above our challenges. Through faith and perseverance, we can become the complete and whole individual God desires us to be. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Yesterday was Alan's birthday. He turned 40, which is amazing. Lord, we ask for blessings upon his life, that he may overcome all this zealous Democrat ways of living and come out of the other side a new man in Christ's name. Amen. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for him. For them, I should say, and we pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Brittany, as we do each day. We did an end of novena yesterday for James, but we continue to lift James up every day as we continue on our route of loving the way the Lord sends us to help those in need. We pray all of this in Jesus' sweet name today. James, we'll see you a little later today. In Jesus' name, we pray for protection in travels as we come to give you a ride. In Jesus' name, we do pray this out loud. Amen. We are thankful today as we pray all of this in Jesus' sweet name. By his blood do we pray. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from James 1. It's verses 1 through 11. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanzas strong. Right? 6 stanzas? Yes, sir. 6 stanzas strong. It's for James 1, verses 1 through 11. It's titled, He Should Ask in Faith. In the land where trials abound, James writes wisdom, faith profound, a letter to the scattered souls. In their struggles, his message unfolds. Count it joy when faces frown, when tests of faith come tumbling down, for in the fire your spirit grows, patience blooms as true hope flows. Lack you wisdom? Seek the Lord. He gives freely, his truth our sword. But ask in faith, without a doubt, for trust in him brings grace about. The rich and poor alike shall fade, their fleeting glories a mere charade. The flower fades, the grass will die, but God's great love will never lie. Stand firm, dear hearts, through trials fierce, with steadfast hope our souls he'll pierce. For where we love him, trials refine, a crown awaits in his holy design. So heed the words of James so wise. In every storm let faith arise. For life may wane and riches depart, but steadfast trust will guide the heart. Amen. I am Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's February 16th, 2026, and I'm recording this morning at 4:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, I still have people in the world who are trying to make those who believe in the Lord and Trump's good work of as some sort of fascist design. And it's funny how they try to create dissension amongst us believers when in fact we are steadfast in our belief in what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you as we close today in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.